This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today we're speaking with Mr. John Kim, known as the Angry Therapist Online and co-founder of JNRI Coaching. JRNI trains and certifies life coaches. He has been documenting his story after his divorce and rebirth since 2011. Mr. Kim, a pleasure to have you with us today on the program.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
And you're certainly more than welcome. Our pleasure. So tell us, why do you call yourself the Angry Therapist?
Oh, man. So about 10 years ago when I was going through my therapist journey, and I realized after coming out the other end, doing my 3,000 hours and all the clinical stuff, that that clinical system is broken. It leaves people burnt out and frustrated and underpaid. And so that's when I decided to create my own life coaching platform. And I thought there was a better way to help people. And so this is also a time when the internet was kind of new, the webcam was new, and there's a lot of rules and regulations in the clinic world. And I went the other way, called myself a life coach, and started to help people in a way that was honest to me. And it really worked out, you know. And I thought, if we're going to do life, if we're going to talk about life, let's do life while we're talking. So I started to, you know, I would walk with people around lakes. I would use the webcam. I'd see people all around the world. And back in the day, that wasn't the common practice. So today it's more common, I think, because of the birth and explosion of life coaching. So I was angry about all of that. And I was also angry that we live in a fatherless nation. I was doing a lot of work in nonprofit, helping teenagers. And I learned that the common thread is that dad isn't home, that dad is either emotionally absent or physically absent. So I called myself the Angry Therapist and just started to write about my feelings and observations, revelations. Also, the Happy Therapist, I don't think is that interesting.
I'd say it certainly has been a journey for you. How did you develop your passion to redefine men?
Going through my own journey, going through my own from boy to man, crossing that great divide, learning from life, from divorce, from relationships. And helping kids, helping teenagers. And I got my fire to redefine man when I realized that a lot of kids growing up these days don't have role models or clear definitions of what a man looks like. So it's not so much about me putting my definitions on other people, but I'm doing everything I can to create that dialogue, to challenge men to create new definitions for themselves.
Tell us, John, what's the difference between a therapist and a life coach?
So there's a big difference. A therapist takes you more from suffering to baseline. A therapist, gives less advice, creates a space. Therapist, deals with personality disorders and a lot of the clinical stuff. A life coach is more taking you from baseline to thriving. From baseline to thriving. And I think a life coach comes in more casual. I think a life coach specializes in something that is not clinical, So whether we're talking about transitions or breakups or relationships, there is some overlap, of course, because, there's so much to talk about under the umbrella of life. But I think a therapist and life coach, they do very different things.
And thanks for that clear clarification there. Today we're joined by Mr. John Kim, known as the Angry Therapist Online and co-founder of JNRI Coaching, here on eHealth Radio's Health News and Personal Development Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, tell us, John, how does this connect to a healthy lifestyle?
I think it's about threading self-betterment or wellness into your life. I think today, it could easily be a bumper sticker because of commercialization of wellness and self-betterment. I love that it's popular. That's a good thing. But I think you have to put action behind your words. And, there's so much information out there. I think a lot of people are getting stuck just digesting the information, watching videos, getting inspired for a little bit, but they're not actually threading these concepts into your life. And if you don't do that, there's no change.
Most certainly there, no doubt about that. Lastly, I understand you are a featured host at the Wild Adventure Retreat in Bali, April the 20th through the 27th next year in 2019. Give us some details on that.
Yeah, I'm super excited. I'm going to go there and talk about how we can connect back to ourselves. I really believe that a potency lives in disconnection. I believe that, as life happens, we disconnect with ourselves because we end up, paying taxes and getting into jobs and toxic relationships and all this. So I'm super excited to go to Bali. It's my first time, and there's going to be adventure. There's going to be self-betterment, fitness, yoga. It's going to be amazing. I also have a discount code for anyone who wants to go. If you type in join angry, one word, you'll get $500 off.
And who wouldn't want $500 off of anything? That's a great offer, and we really appreciate your offering that to the eHealth Radio audience. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, anything else you'd like to share in conclusion today?
Yeah, absolutely. I would say these three words, trust your story. I think so many of us are so busy ripping out chapters and, playing back the past. And because, shit's happened and guilt and shame and all that. So I believe our stories are the most valuable things that we own. So trust it.
And you're so correct about that. And I appreciate your sharing that and sharing part of your journey with us. And if folks wanted to get more information on you, where could they find more information online?
I'm pretty active on Instagram at The Angry Therapist, or you can just go to my website, theangrytherapist.com, find me there.
Well, John, again, thanks for your time and for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Certainly do appreciate it.
You too. Thank you so much.
We've been speaking with Mr. John Kim, known as the Angry Therapist online and co-founder of JNRI Coaching. And for further details, visit theangrytherapist.com. And also links will be included within the show notes of this broadcast in regards to the Wild Adventure Retreat in Bali, April the 20th through the 27th of next year, 2019. And for $500 off, use the discount code JOIN. Angry. And this is Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.